Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. And how likely are you to vote on Maryland's Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Would that be a definite will vote? Likely
definitely
will vote.
Will.
May or may not. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each one, I would like you to tell me if you recognize the person. If you do, I would like you to tell me if you whether you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of that individual. Okay. The first one will be Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
very
or very very favorable.
Very
okay.
Favorable.
What about Chris Chaffee?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, Larry Hogan.
He's okay.
Be very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And Robin Ficker.
I don't know that name.
Don't know that name. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
It would be whoever's a Republican.
Well, all of these candidates are Republican, ma'am. This is a Republican survey, okay?
Okay, I don't know enough of them. I can't answer that.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. And, and do you support or oppose the U.S. aid to Ukraine? And would that be strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Whatever's in the middle, I'm just not sure.
Somewhat support or just somewhat opposed?
Somewhat support, then.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I support it.
As strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Energy independence for this country. Would that be very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
That's very important.
Job creation and economic development.
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Okay, securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
And economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, now I'm gonna read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each one, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, okay, if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker? Does not make any difference to you?
More likely.
Okay, much more or just somewhat more?
Much more likely.
Okay, Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay, and Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference?
Very much more likely.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and I'm going to read you a little bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, okay, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it makes no difference?
Makes me a lot less likely.
Much less likely. Okay, as a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their open, you know, stays open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it makes no difference to you?
It makes me less likely to vote for him.
Okay, be much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. Larry Hogan said he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or that makes no difference to you?
It makes me less likely.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And now I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Robin Ficker. Was that the name?
Yes,
yeah.
Robin Ficker. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. And then generally, would you describe yourself to be a moderate Republican or a conservative Republican?
Conservative Republican.
Okay, and would you say you are very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right, man, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or over 60?
Over 60.
All right. All right, ma'am. This concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. You have a great evening, and thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.